the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Might be worth just warning some of our listeners that the details contained in this next story are quite distressing. I think we can all remember the shocking news that came out of a small farming community just outside Canturk in North Cork in the early hours of October 26, 2020. The bodies of Tadhg O'Sullivan and his two sons, Mark and Dermot, were found in the family home and a nearby field that morning. Their inquest concluded in Cork today, and Paul joins us from there. Paul, what verdicts did the jurors return in each of the three cases?
Hi, Frank. So the verdicts for... So there were three people killed, like you said. Mark, who's age 26, and Dermot, age 23, they were both brothers, and Tadhg was their father. So in the case of Mark, the 26-year-old, it was found that he was unlawfully killed. And in the case of both Dermot and Tadhg, it was found that Dermot and Tadhg, that's Mark's brother and father respectively, it was found that they both took their own lives.
Okay, and I think the coroner summed it up very well. He described it as a terrible tragedy, almost beyond human comprehension was how it was described today. There were rumours and reports at the time about a dispute over an inheritance. Were there any details heard in relation to who would inherit this 115-acre farm, which belonged to the boy's mother, Tadhg's wife, Anne?
Yeah, so this is... I suppose that was kind of one of the central issues, really, that came out of the inquest today. So what happened was Anne, this 115-acre farm in Canturk, it was owned by Anne. She also owned the house there. So the plan, essentially, she was diagnosed with terminal cancer in February of 2020. She had wanted to leave the house to Mark because Dermot was being left a house by his father, and then she'd wanted to divide the farmland equally between both Mark and Dermot. Essentially the kind of nub of the issue was Dermot just wasn't happy with this arrangement and wanted essentially the whole farm to be left to him, which was a very small amount being left to Mark. So this kind of just kicked off months of acrimonious back and forth. A statement was read out to the inquest from Anne O'Sullivan where she essentially said that there wasn't really any kind of major problems in their family beforehand, but afterwards it just became constant, really, where Dermot was just kind of constantly after her, trying to get her to amend her will so that she would leave the farm in its entirety to him. Tadhg, so that's the father, he basically took Dermot's side in the matter, according to Anne's statements. And the two of them put extreme pressure on Anne to change her will and leave the farm to Dermot. So this was actually referenced in the incident itself. Again, I know, Frankie, you kind of gave a warning to listeners, but just to reiterate it, I mean, this is very upsetting content. So one of the Gardaí who testified, or rather who spoke at the inquest, she said that this was referenced by Dermot when he fired on Mark. So there had been solicitor's letters exchanged between Anne, Dermot and Tadhg. And it was said that one of the last things that Dermot said to Anne was, "This is the trail of destruction from your solicitor's letter," which, look, I mean, like you said, the coroner kind of summed it up. You know, it was just an incredible tragedy.
It really, really was almost beyond human comprehension is exactly how he described it today. And I think that's, you know, a fair summation of it. Anne was diagnosed in February 2020 with terminal cancer and sadly has since lost that fight. But we did hear evidence from neighbours. She had actually managed to escape the situation and had fled to a neighbour's house to raise the alarm. What evidence did that neighbour have to give to the jury today?
Yeah, so the neighbour was kind of gave evidence essentially saying that Anne had fled the house. She had raised the alarm, and then like that, once Anne arrived, neighbour said that she had feared for her life, understandably. She had feared for her family's safety, and she said she heard a further gunshot after Anne arrived. So she immediately called 999 when Anne arrived. Anne was, of course, in great distress at the time. Gardaí arrived very shortly afterwards at the scene. They immediately went to the home. They took statements from the neighbour and they took statements from Anne. She essentially said that they remained in place at the home while a Garda operation was mounted. And until several hours later, one of the Gardaí returned to the house, spoke with Anne and told her that, unfortunately, Mark had been killed.
One of the most devastating and poignant aspects of the case is that you could tell from some of the witnesses who gave evidence, particularly one who had expressed concerns to the Gardaí about the safety of Anne and Mark in the house, but at that point wasn't actually aware that Tadhg had access to weapons. And that was a feature of the evidence heard today, and it was also a recommendation that was made by the jury before it concluded.
Yeah, and I mean, in regards to the weapons, these were two rifles which had been in the house beforehand. A statement like that read out by Gardaí from Anne O'Sullivan said that the rifles had been in the home for years. They were rarely used. She said that they'd been kind of used for target practice. Tadhg had taken German Mark out for target practice when they were younger, but they weren't really used at the time. So she'd said that she hadn't even considered that the weapons might be used, even when the row between the family was kind of at its most acrimonious or at its most bitter over the inheritance dispute. But obviously, unfortunately, they were used, and like that, it was a part of a recommendation of the jury where they said that essentially there should be a review of the protocols
The precise recommendation was that, I actually have it in front of me, is that a recommendation was issued that protocols over third-party contacts to Gardaí involving the safety of others, particularly in cases of firearms possession, be reviewed. Were any members of the wider O'Sullivan family at the inquests today? And if so, did they give any reaction to the verdicts afterwards?
Yes, there were first cousins of Anne who were there, who actually were involved to the extent that Anne and Mark, when the kind of dispute between them had reached its most bitter, Anne and Mark went to Anne's cousin's home, Louise Sherlock, on the 12th of October. So the shooting took place on October 26th. So Anne and Mark stayed there for 2 weeks before the incident. And there was a statement read out from Louise Sherlock where she detailed essentially how she had feared for the safety of both Anne and Mark. She had said at one point, you know, that she was afraid that Anne and Mark would leave her home and return to their home where Tadhg and Dermot were while she wasn't at work. So she made them promise that she wouldn't, that they wouldn't leave without telling her while she was at work. So she was clearly very afraid for their safety. Now, they didn't give any further reaction after the case, but like that, the statements from Louise and from all witnesses were extremely powerful.
Such a dreadful and tragic story. Paul O'Donoghue, thank you for bringing us that.